from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Bill Gandy, age 49 at the time of this interview.
I was born in 1967, May 23rd. We moved up in the Northview Heights in the 1960s. When we were there, the community was multiracial, and then it started getting blacker as the years went on. But all the times I was there, it was a great neighborhood to live in. You had all these different things going on in Northview, and we even had to drive in. Northview Heights was a special place to grow up. I remember back in the day, Channel 11 used to have this character, Willie the Duck, and they used to do backyard carnivals for muscular dystrophy. And we had one in Northview Heights that was just off the hook. Back when I was a kid, guns weren't a problem. You were coming home after a fight. Some of the people I've seen, even in this building, we used to fight. And then the next day, we'd be friends playing together again, playing baseball and stuff. That's what it was like back then. We had 7 kids. Resources were limited. A lot of times, we would have the hand-me-down clothes. But my mother made sure we ate every day, and our clothes were always clean. Despite those facts, though, we had a lot of fun. We would have relay races and things like that. We would line up on both sides of the court, and there'd be like maybe 20 kids out there even, and we're all running up and down the court, tagging hands and running back, doing big relay races. We would go to camp. You know, there were a lot of nonprofit organizations in Northview Heights that kind of helped shape and mold a lot of us up there, and especially the Ernest T. Williams Center. When I was younger, I used to like to build things like soapbox racers. We would build shacks in the woods. Throughout my whole school time, I've always tried to stay active and do things. In Perry, I was able to do some phenomenal things. The marching band was one of my major accomplishments for sure. Before we started in 1985 on our marching band, Perry had a traditional marching band style. And then we decided to take the traditional marching style and switch it to black college marching style. And we went to the All City Band Festival and nobody was ready for this. And we said, we're taking drums and drill team and a few break dancers. So we went out there on the field, and I remember Westinghouse and them laughing at us on the warm-ups and stuff, because I was like, we're not going to do anything in warm-ups. We're going to just look, you know, like we don't have no game. But as soon as we hit that field and we start high-stepping, even the schools were rushing to the front of the stands, waving their horns and stuff in the air. We set the All-City Band Festival on fire. I have several role models growing up. My role models come from different walks of life and different types, like Mahatma Gandhi. He's an interesting role model, as well as Malcolm X and people like Jimmy Carter. I mean, there's a mixture of role models that I have. I take the best of their character and add it to myself. I would say definitely I'm a leader, and a lot of people who know me would know me as a leader because I've always started a lot of programs. I was leader because I was creative. You know, I guess follower role ain't horrible if you know how to follow. You don't want to just follow indiscriminately. Everybody can't be the king of the castle. You got to have different roles. So I believe that there's values in both leaders and followers. I own the Allegheny City Historic Gallery on East Ohio Street. And what we do is we collect and display objects from Northside's history. So we have images and objects dating over 150 years. Just covering the history of Northside and every single neighborhood, be it Manchester, Northview Heights, all of them. There were 4 inclines on the Northside at one time. Did you know that? That's a fact. There was the original penitentiary where the aviary is today. The Northside was its own city. It was called Allegheny City at one point. Manchester was its own city. Brighton Heights was actually a town called Davisville before. Part of the Underground Railroad was on the Northside. There was an abolitionist named Charles Avery. Right over there on Avery Street, he had Avery College. Here's my advice. because I'm a little non-traditional, okay? And some people might not agree totally with me, but I'm going to put it to you how I think. I think that Black people need to get back to opening businesses. This is how we survived a long time ago. You would see old Black neighborhoods like Rosewood in Florida, and you had Oklahoma and all these other different places where there were Black communities, and that strength was because of their business. I believe there should be more incubators for young Black entrepreneurs who want to start their own business, and that all of them shouldn't be pushed towards school because not everybody's made for school. Some people are businessmen, and I think we should bring that out of people. We don't all have to be impoverished. We don't have to go to jail. We don't have to get in fights. We don't have to lose our temper. You know, there's all types of different ways and different techniques. What you want to do is just survive and thrive. That's the most important thing. Conflict has no place in our lives.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Davon Giles and Tyrese Archie. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.